Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Perry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
All right, welcome back here. Franklin County High School, moments away from kickoff. As we mentioned before the break, Franklin County had won the toss, elected to receive. Nick Eads, Brad, back out on the field to kick off. We've seen Webb Bates take control of all kicking duties the last couple of weeks. Not sure if there's a re-entry, but we saw Jacoby Evans practice an extra point. So we'll see if we can get any word on Webb Bates. He is dressed out on the sidelines.
We don't have our Dave Baker. He's in Nashville.
Dave Baker is in Nashville. Covering the
FDP.
All right, so Nick E set to kick this one away. He approaches and will kick a line drive straight to the middle of the field. Taken by Franklin County, coming straight up the middle of the field. Hit at the 25, struggling away up to the 30, up to the 34-yard line, and Franklin County will start their first possession.
Not a bad kick here from me.
First and 10 from the 34. You'll be number 16, Dalton Landrum at quarterback. Like most of the year, we've seen Jeremiah Green from the stat sheet at quarterback. Landrum gets the call here tonight.
3-4 here.
The Dustin Hinkle, Dane Kidwell, and Darius Williams on the three men on the defensive line. Landrum takes the snap, hands in the backfield, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage, struggling forward maybe a couple yards. Nick Eads there on the tackle, gain of two.
That's what we need out of that D-line right there.
That carry,
that play out.
That carry was by number three, Denzel Vance. It'll be second and eight here from the 36. Landrum in the shotgun, dropping back, looking to throw this time, looking in the middle of the field. Ball is up and intercepted and dropped by Cameron Harris. Ball hung up in the middle of the air. Cam Harris was there to make the play, just couldn't come to the ground with it.
Missed time to jump.
That's one of those, he waits down, he's probably got room to run with it.
Doug, if ball gets past the 40, all I'm going to see is plaster of Paris.
I got to about the 20, I think. Third and eight, ball at the 36. Landrum stays in the shotgun. Two receivers split each way, one back in the backfield. It's going to roll to his right, looking to throw. Looking on the outside. And ball is nearly picked off again, this time by Jaden Wilson. It will go incomplete, and Franklin County will be forced to punt it away.
You know, we talked about them DBs earlier. We'd only seen one game where really they had been beat. Two good coverage right there. Really should have been an interception.
I know starting an outside linebacker here is my man, former Cub player. Corwin will be happy right here. Number nine, Zane Razor. Starting outside linebacker will stay in on this punt. Back deep, Dalton Maggard. Handing back at his own 31. That back, kick nearly blocked, gets it away. Going to be a short kick, bouncing at the 43-yard line. Gets a Franklin County roll and will roll dead at about the 38-yard line. So good defensive stand after we saw the Collins defense really taken to the woodshed a week ago. Good stand for them this first series, and they'll get it first and 10 from their own 38.
Here we go. Two keys of the game. No turnovers.
Offensive line here tonight.
Rushing.
For the Titans at center, Cameron Hoban. At guards, Lopez and Wade. And at tackle, Seth Staples and Nathan Jacobs, your offensive line. Starting in the backfield, Roseberry and Nikos Klinikas, both in the backfield. Decker in the slot. Maggard and Hawk split well to the right. Two back set, hand off to Roseberry. Nashawn trying to get to the corner, now is going to cut it up inside. Not much there. May struggle to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Franklin kind of did a good job of stringing that play out.
It will go no gain. Ball stays at the 38. Second and 10. Now Collins will go empty backfield. Both backs shift out into the slot. Five receiver set. Lucas all alone in the backfield. Takes the snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time to throw. Now he's going to look to roll to his right, cut it up the middle of the field.
Here's where
he's up to the midfield spinning, and will have the first down just short of midfield.
Now you alluded to this in the pregame. His running ability, there he was. Got outside the pocket. Got good wheels for a quarterback.
I'm telling you, when he gets to the middle field and shifts from left to right. About as good as a high school player you'll find.
Probably as good as Nashon left to right.
Yes, absolutely. So first and 10 at the 49. Maggard lined up offside. Now we'll adjust back. Four receivers set. Roseberry in the backfield. He'll hand to Nashon. Nashon cuts it up in the middle of the field. Short gain. It's down to the Franklin County, maybe 48-yard line. Gain of 3. Talked about in the opening, too, Brad, trying to get Nashon more carries, more involved.
Yep.
Coach Lucas doing just that. It's two of the first four plays. Goes to Roseberry. Nashon on the year has carried for 251 yards and caught passes for 455. Turns, fakes to Roseberry this time, trying to set play action, looking deep down the field for Maggard. He's got him. Touchdown, Titans.
Nice throw by J.R.
All set up by the run. Run the same play twice. Faked it, had Maggard deep down the right sideline for the touchdown. That'll go 48 yards for the Titans score. And we talked about last week how Spencer County took that play away from him.
Yep.
He's open by, what, 5 or 6 yards?
Oh, yeah. And you had two rushing plays that probably went for 4 yards. And still, sucked them DBs up right over the top of their head.
And to answer our question about Webb Bates, evidently he must be injured. Collins is going to go for 2.
Yeah.
Lucas will line up in the shotgun. 2 receivers each side. Roseberry to his right in the backfield. He'll turn. He'll roll to his right. Looking for Maggard on the outside and actually looking for Hawk. Incomplete. Hawk asking for a flag. None is there. 9:11 to go here in the first. Collins on the board first. They lead it 6-0. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Kick off to Franklin County. Got a lane up the middle of the field. Vance with it. Kicks it to the outside. Is at midfield and will be tackled there by Fitzgerald.
Oh, why he stopped.
Look, he had a lane right in the middle of the field. Kind of stopped
Keep
when
going.
He got right to about the 45-yard line.
Maybe you'll take that.
Well, Franklin County will start their second possession of the game at midfield, first and 10. Collins leads 6-0. We'll try to get our linebackers. We mentioned Zane Razor with a start tonight on the outside linebacker along with Sam Harrod in the middle, Nick Eads. At corner, Cam Harris and Matthew Fitzgerald, Phillips, Wilson, and Zach Smith, also your starters. And on the right side to Vance. Out to the outside, got plenty of room to run, and we'll run out of bounds down at the 25-yard line.
Well, my commentary is over.
Until they flip the field around.
Until they flip the field.
Well, they will get him out of bounds right at, it's like the 26-yard line, first and 10. Franklin County, kind of a pistol formation with one back to the right of the quarterback. He'll hand again in the backfield. They're running through the line again. Big game.
Not true, that is. Matthew Fitzgerald?
That's for us. I don't know who they, number 5 is for them.
Not
on my route. No, I'll check the other one. Franklin County now with it. First and 10. Ball at the 13-yard line. Landrum takes, will hand it again, and this time hit at the line of scrimmage by Zane Razor. Nice play by Zane. Filled the gap, took the back down at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
That's what you do. D-line eats the blocks up. Linebackers fill gaps. Courtney Love taught me that.
I wish he would do it.
Exactly. He was good at talking about it.
They'll give him a yard on that last play. Landrum again in the shotgun. Collins showing blitz. Here they come. Coming after him. Ball deflected. The line of scrimmage incomplete. It'll bring up 3rd and 8. Ball at the 12-yard line. My man Renfro here is sneaking the door through the, another window here trying to get a look.
Tell me how you see. I'm looking through Shrek right here.
So Lander in the backfield, Vance to his right. Three receivers split to the left, one to the right. Lander looks over the formation, now tells Vance to go in motion. He's going to set up a screen to the right side. He's wide open. He will take it into the end zone, touchdown. Cody Lofton takes it in for the touchdown, but a flag on the play. They're calling an illegal shift or illegal motion on Franklin County.
Ooh.
This one will come back.
Got lucky there.
Play beautifully set up. Fake the screen to Vance to the left side. Had Lofton on the right side wide open for a screen. Went one untouched.
Wish I could have seen
it. Into the end zone, but it will come back. So penalty and fourth back to the 17-yard line. We'll bring up third and 13. Landrum once again stays in the shotgun. Vance to his left. Turns, he'll hand to Vance. Vance going around the right side, and Nick Eads there to make the tackle. Gain of about four down inside the 15, maybe to the 13-yard line. DJ Webb, the freshman, checking in. He'll check in for Zane Razor. We'll give him forward progress all the way down, close to the 10, down to the 11-yard line. Going to be fourth and seven, and they will go for it. Landrum in the shotgun. That trying to set the same screen. Knocked down by Darius Williams. Incomplete. And it'll be a turnover on down for the Titans. No, the one game you didn't get a chance to go to down at Eastern, Darius Williams really had an emergence. Played against a team that threw the ball a lot. Played extremely well, especially against the pass, getting pressure on the quarterback. He comes up with a huge play early in this one to turn it over on down.
So you said we dropped everybody back in coverage.
Yep.
Played three
yep.
down linemen.
Yep.
It wouldn't shock me here. We're not home running.
This could be the leaf flicker here or the reverse pass. First and 10. Turn. It's going to be a quarterback run. JR breaks through the first wave. Hit hard up at the 22-yard line, but it'll be a first down gain. Just
Katie
a little read option there.
That guy don't tackle him. It's Katie Ball's door. He's gone. That's one guy to beat.
Gets Collins away from the goal line. They'll have it now first and 10 from the 22. Four receiver set. Three of those split to the right, one to the left. It's going to be a draw play to Roseberry. Nashon trying to get to the outside. Runs through a tackle at the 35. It's going to be a foot race to the finish. Nashon will not be able to outrun the safety. He'll be run out of bounds down at the 30-yard line, but a big gain from Roseberry.
Nice play call. Good angle by the Franklin. Got number five, the infamous number five.
The infamous number five.
I tell you,
looking at folders, there's another roster. No. The Manila folder. So 49-yard gain there on first down from Roseberry. Collins now in business again. First and 10. They'll mark it at the Franklin County 31. Five receivers set. Lucas all alone here in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Quick throw out to Roseberry. Good block by Decker on the outside. Roseberry trying to get to the edge and will be, actually, I'm going to step out of bounds, cut it back up inside, and we'll get down inside the 25 to the 22.
Looks like there was a face mask there. Trey Simmons.
Okay. Oh, I had his number 13 on my other one.
Yeah, he is.
So gain of eight there on first down by Roseberry. 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Blake Collins leads 6-0. And they're on the move here early again. Second and two. Ball at the 24-yard line. Lucas, quick throw to the outside, and this one nearly kicked off, knocked away, trying to get it to Hawk for a short gain.
Probably setting him up for that stop and go. Little outbound.
Wouldn't be surprised at all if you saw it right here.
It just sets them up.
They'll stay with the same formation here. JR stays. Gonna be a quarterback run. JR cuts it up inside and it's down to the 20-yard line. Will be good enough for the first down. Not the powerful runner that we saw Lawson Page back from a few years ago, but just as effective in moving the chain.
More speed. Quickness, just Page was deceptively quick.
And Lawson would be one of those, he could run over
you. Oh, he could run over if he needed to, that's for sure. But he had a lot more weapons.
Absolutely. J.R. in the shotgun. Roseberry to his right. J.R. drops straight back, looking deep down the right side, looking for Maggard, overthrown over his head, incomplete.
Nice
about
job.
About the middle of the end zone. Just nothing there. Very similar to all last week. Rush three, dropped everybody else back.
That's when he's going to have to pull that thing down and take off. We got to establish this run game, or that's what they're going to do. They're just going to keep everybody back.
He said so much for the run game. They'll go five receiver sets. But before we do that, Franklin County wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 5:45 to go. We're in the first. Collins lead 6-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
5:45 to go here in the first. Collins with it, driving again. They lead it 6-0. They've got it 2nd and 10 from the 19-yard line. Lucas, five receiver set, takes a snap, drops straight back looking to throw. Looking in the middle of the field and thrown behind and intercepted in the end zone. I think it's by Landrum. He's coming out the right side. I think it's coming back with a block in the back. But another, we saw it a week ago, turning the ball over in the red zone, and it happened again. And
where was that pass from? Over the middle.
The receiver was wide open in the middle of the end zone, just threw it probably 3 or 4 yards behind him.
Got two flags down there.
Both flags were after the interception. Waiting for the official call. Eagle block in the back. Well, that flag was thrown at the, it was like 13-yard line. That'll be a half the distance penalty. Well, Franklin County will take over. Probably somewhere around, what, the 7 or 8 yard line.
I heard the announcer say 10, but I wouldn't think that'd only be a 3 yard loss.
Yeah. Looking to still marking it off. He's going to put it down at the 7.
Yep.
Actually, back to the 6. So, 1st and 10, Franklin County from the 6. Franklin County drove it all the way down inside the 10 on their last possession before turning it over on down. Collins lead 6-0. 5:32 to go here in the first.
I'll say they hadn't moved the chains. They're still up.
See DJ Webb playing outside linebacker on this series. Landrum looking to throw wide open on the outside, and it's complete up at the 15-yard line, pushed out of bounds at the 16 by Jaden Wilson, but that pass was complete to number 11, Kyle Stivers.
Yep. I see Landrum, the senior. Is he the one that threw last year? Was he the starting quarterback last year?
I don't remember.
I know they like to, last year, like to throw it everywhere.
Landrum turns, hands in the backfield of Vance this time, and he's dragging defenders forward all the way up near the 30-yard line. Finally drug down there by Nick Eves as well as Jacob Phillips.
5 yards before we touched him. Gage Arvin's in there.
Gage Arvin is playing left defensive end. Dustin Hinkle on the nose. And Dane Kidwell playing right defensive end right now on the defensive line for the Titans. 1st and 10, Flyers. Motion. Now he'll come to a stop just to the left of the quarterback. Lander will turn and will hand to Vance. Vance trying to bounce it to the outside, and he's got a little room to run, and he'll have the first down and then run out of bounds up near the 40-yard line. So Collins having all kinds of trouble containing the run here tonight again.
I guess that just shows what I know. I said we can contain the perimeter and they're running outside on.
But honestly, on that one, that play was intended to go, and he just kind of bounced it to the outside. Lander will stay in the shotgun. Second, actually marked about just short, second and a half yard here from just about the 39-yard line. Lander tucks it under, going to run. He'll have the first down. Still on the move. Will finally be drugged down by Sam Harriet up at the 46-yard line.
Defense looks a little sluggish. Looks slow off the ball.
Really, I thought Franklin County kind of did him a favor in the first possession. Came out and ran, didn't get anything on first down, and then threw two incomplete passes.
Didn't take him long to figure it out.
Landrum stays in the shotgun, motion this time. He'll hand to Simmons. Simmons being chased and will finally be tackled by DJ Webb, but another 5 yards.
Nick couldn't catch him.
Lost a little containment there. Tried to catch him from behind. We're getting to where I'm going to need a plaster.
Fast-paced offense. Franklin got him back to the line of scrimmage. Second and five. Momentarily whistled dead by the official. Not sure why. Now they'll signal back ready to play. Second and five. Landrum in the shotgun. Vance to his right. Two receivers each side of the field. Looks to the sideline. They appear to be changing the play. Collins playing everybody close to the line of scrimmage. Jacob Phillips playing safety is 8 yards from the line of scrimmage. Landrum looking deep down the right sideline. Fitzgerald in good position. He will intercept it down at the 20-yard line. Turns it up to 30 to 35 and will be knocked out of bounds at the 40. Good catch on the play by Matthew Fitzgerald.
He's been all over tonight. Several tackles, now an interception.
It's one of those things we talk week in and week out, just outsmarting yourself. You're just running it 5 to 10 yards to pop. So the turnover, both teams now have traded one. Lucas throws interception in the end zone on Collins' last possession. Landrum exchanged the favor, and Collins will start their possession this time at their own 41-yard line. JR in the shotgun, Roseberry. Turn, he'll hand to Nashawn. Nashawn trying to bounce it to the outside, and nothing there. He'll get caught behind the line of scrimmage.
Come out there. I can't catch his numbers.
Numbers are hard to see.
They are.
Loss of three. Back to the 39-yard line. Second and 12 from the 39-yard line. Four receiver set. Roseberry again in the backfield with Lucas. Everyone from Franklin County playing close to the line as well. JR looking deep down the right sideline and got Maggard again. Trying to push off a defender. He's down to the 10, struggling forward. He'll be tackled at about the 9-yard line. Not sure how you let him get on the other side of you.
Get behind you again.
And there the defensive back really kind of misjudged that one. Look, he was in position, misjudged. He got just enough air to get over to Maggard.
Just enough to get over, but JR leads him a little bit. That's another six.
So Collins will have it first and goal. Ball looks like to be at about the 8-yard line. Bunch formation to the right. Hawks, the lone receiver, split wide to the left. There's going to be a quarterback run. JR looking to bounce it to the right side. Cuts it up inside. Still on the move with it. Down close to the goal line. I think it's going to be just short.
Good run by JR. Looks like we sealed that corner, though. Sealed that end. Good job.
Almost lived there. They had bunched all the receivers to the right side. If they had Franklin County outnumbered on that side.
But it looks like early, once again, they don't have anybody that can cover Dalton Mack.
Yeah. So ball appears to be marked just inside the 2-yard line. Second and goal from there. Collins will stay in the shotgun. This time Roseberry lined up in the backfield. Bunch formation to his right. Going to turn. Going to hand to Nashawn. Nashawn trying to bounce it. Not much there and will fumble it out of bounds. This will go pretty much for no gain. Flag on the play. Is that a hold? Flag will be on Collins. I thought he signaled holding. Missed it the first time. We'll see if he...
Looks like he was signaling to the coach to what it was.
Collins offensive line backing up. What? Holding.
Got always no time with signs. He's done.
So that'll back Collins up once again. A 10-yard penalty. We'll bring up second and goal. Ball, the hold actually took place. It was like in the backfield, so the penalty will back Collins up all the way to the 17-yard line, it looks like. So second and goal from the 17. Lucas in the backfield. Turns. Quarterback run. Trying to bounce to the outside. Little alley to the outside. Spins inside the five. JR down close to about the three.
Looks like he got the penalty back.
You're exactly right. Right back to about to where they were. Going to bring up third and goal.
I don't say much, but I do like this end of the field.
Yeah. So JR in the shotgun here once again. Takes. Going to be a quarterback run. JR. Sidesteps one defender and is down short of the goal line.
They broke the house.
It's going to bring up fourth and goal.
This is why I like wide side of the field, a little pass run option.
And it looks like he's about, maybe 2 or 3 yard line. It's like between the 2 and the 3. Collins right back to the line of scrimmage. Appearing like they're ready to go again. Here, 5 seconds to go in the quarter.
Right up the middle.
JR takes a snap, going to run. Trying to bounce the outside, six in, touchdown, Titans.
Lick there.
And JR down in the end zone.
He took a
lick. A big blow going into for the score. He appears to be shaking the cobwebs off as he's.
Yeah, that's the thing when you run that quarterback that much.
And it looks like that they're going to go for two here once again. And JR looks like Trill's trying to clear his head. 12-0, Collins leads it. They'll go for two. We mentioned the opening, Webb Bates. Not sure of his status, but
not sure why Jacoby was
not kicked. And Jacoby converted most every extra point in the first game against Montgomery County. JR rolls to his right, looking for Maggard in the back and just throws it over his head in the back of the end zone. So that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. Collins, 2 touchdowns, but 2 failed conversion attempts. They lead 12-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.